Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, I will share with you that, as always, Robert Mott will be checking in with us. It is another beautiful Wine Wednesday. And we might have to chat with Robert Mott about our celebration today. I'll talk to you about that in just a minute. But let me remind you, if you ever have any finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we may have to ask Robert Mott when he checks in with us what type of wine he would recommend, what is his favorite, to be celebrating for today on National Lobster Day. Yowza. I am ready for National Lobster Day, although we did have an opportunity last month to go and celebrate Lobster Fest with the Yorba Linda Rotary. That was a pretty enjoyable event. I hope that you got a chance to do it. If you've never gone, I know a lot of Rotaries do Lobster Fest, but Yorba Linda does it right. I think they brought in like 5,000 or 6,000 pounds, 4,000 pounds of lobster, blew it in the same day as the event. They go down to the airport, pick it up, and cook it up. All you can eat, steak and lobster. So today is National Lobster Day. I'm just sharing with you that it sounds like a good time for everybody. Just a thought. Thinking about that one. Sounding good right there on Lobster Day today. Still getting more information in from what's going on in Orlando, Florida. There are in a horrible, horrible, we really find out what America is made of. And it's amazing. There's a GoFundMe account for the victims there in Orlando and raised unbelievable amounts of money. I don't recall what the latest number was, but I know it's the largest GoFundMe they've ever had. The largest GoFundMe initially that they've ever had. Amazing. Now we see Disney donating $1 million to the Orlando shooting victims. Corporate America stepping up. They've donated $1 million to a fund established by the mayor of Orlando to aid those affected by the mass shooting. We saw right away that JetBlue was helping out. They were giving flights to those who needed to, the families of those in need, coming back to Orlando. We saw also, ironically enough, not ironically, I mean, it's pretty well known that the founders and the staff of Chick-fil-A, very, very classy organization, and known for being closed on Sundays, but because of the timing of the atrocity there, the murders there, they actually opened on Sunday and brought food for those that were there, those in need. Thanks to Chick-fil-A and their corporate philosophy. That's the issue right there. It's all about the corporate philosophy. When you've got a corporate philosophy of giving, it's amazing how many great things some of these companies will do based on the culture that's set from the top. And, you know, the business model, I don't know what kind of hoops they might have had to go through to be able to open their facility that day. But it's amazing. Think about that. That is a chain that's always closed on Sundays, had enough people volunteer or make themselves available. I don't know if they got paid or not, the employees, but take care of those people that were there in Florida in need, their fellow countrymen and fellow citizens in the community. Yeah, just got to say thank you to some of these different organizations. We hear a lot of the craziness on the news. We see a lot of negative news coverage. But when some of these big companies do some of these great things, you got to stand up and say thank you and we appreciate you. We recognize the business community, the business citizens. And it's not a business. Just remember this. Chick-fil-A is the name on the building. It is nothing more than a group of people. These people are out there doing their thing, doing what they do, and making a difference in their communities. So thank goodness for those folks at Chick-fil-A, at Disney, at JetBlue, and those who have given at the GoFundMe page as well. Unfortunately, though, we do have a political campaign going on, and very, very disheartening listening so far to the President of the United States. To me, you just have to wonder why he doesn't get on board with some of the same issues that so many of us have gotten involved with and has been recognized in so many areas. The President of the United States, he's out. If he would have shown half the passion for some of these different things that are going on, some of these issues, as he does for politics, it would just be amazing. It would be fascinating to hear what's going on. Yesterday, he came out with a tirade against Donald Trump. Tirade. Amazing how animated he was. Yet the day before, or 2 days before, when he's talking about what happened in Florida, what happened at this nightclub, what happened to these citizens and the killer that perpetrated this on our fellow citizens, calm, cool. I don't get the difference. I understand the president's leadership, his guidance. Why is he always politicking? Why is he always campaigning? It's the gun that did it. Just ask him. I don't get those kind of things. The gun didn't do it. It's not even an assault weapon that was used in the case. It was a semi-automatic weapon. Yet the president is talking about what Donald Trump is doing. Now, Donald Trump does not have any authority in America. Think about that. He is a politician. He is a businessman. He has a First Amendment right to free speech. Many people don't agree with what the president's doing. I listened to several generals this morning saying the exact opposite of what the president was saying on his rant yesterday, his political rant yesterday, talking about the issue that, believe it or not, this is not about politics. This is not about, you've got to announce, you've got to tell people, how are we as the citizens in a community going to go about doing these things? How are we supposed to follow up with what's going on and when the president won't even talk about it? I listened to the former police commissioner of New York City talking about the idea of where we stand and what's going on from the police commissioner about having to name the enemy. Number one, generals tell you, you got to name the enemy. How do you defeat an enemy you can't name? So you got to name the enemy. And why don't we have undercover officers in these different mosques? They did it in New York before the current mayor's in office. Why are they not doing it now? Why are we not knowing what this is going on? Why aren't our intelligence people getting the handcuffs off? The war under this administration has come to America. Good, bad, or indifferent, whether you liked what President Bush did or not, at that time, the war was outside of America. We were taking it to them. Well, now the issue is the war has come here. It's on our soil. Personally, I would rather have it there than here. Have our military doing their job, great at it, arm them, take the handcuffs off them, let them battle there. ISIS in the last 7 years has doubled in size. Yes, I get it that we've killed some of their people, but they have doubled in size in the last 7 years. They're the population of ISIS. We're going to talk more about it when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Robert Mott will join us. Here comes the housing inventory. There are things to consider when selling a house. We'll talk about that today. Comparing different FICO scores for mortgage, credit card, auto lending, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text P-E-A-R to 79564, P-A-R to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you and get you the true equity position in your home. You can't do it with online services. I had a conversation yesterday with an agent that said, here's what the value is of this property. Just looked it up online. And I said, okay, that's well and good, but does that give us any indication as to what the maintenance level is of the property, how the property's been maintained? Is it in good condition? Is it in poor condition? Where do we stand with that on this particular property? So the agent said to me, no, you can't tell that. I said, did you have a conversation with the people? No, we didn't do that either. Okay, well, wonderful. You got to do both. You've got to have a conversation. You've got to know, is there deferred maintenance? Is there any maintenance that needs to be done? Where does the property stand? What is the condition of the property? Is there a view? Is there a pool? Is it a cul-de-sac? All these things are needed in order to get a really good handle on the value of a piece of property. Think about that concept, and then you got to really understand the whole valuation, the equity. So when we talk about the equity position in the property, the equity position, you also have to take into account what encumbrances there are on the property, what liens there are on the property. Again, those automated valuation models, they don't tell you that. Just a thought for you. That's why you need to be looking at talking to an area trusted real estate professional. It's free service because you are a listener of Ron Siegel Radio. All you need to do is text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, PEAR to 79564, PEAR 79564, and one of the professionals will be reaching out to you. That is the real-time real estate segment. So let's think about what is our question of the day. I guess that's going to help us to talk about that. Here comes the inventory. Almost every real estate conversation revolves around the continuous rise in home values over the last 4 years. Some have even mentioned a concern about another possible bubble forming. However, the increase in prices can be attributed to a very simple principle. It's called supply and demand. We've talked about that before. Demand for single-family housing has continued to increase as the economy slowly moves forward. Recent surveys have shown that over 80% of each generation still believes that home ownership is a part of the American dream. And a recent Gallup survey showed that Americans believe that real estate is the best long-term investment. Supply over the last several years, many homeowners were unable to put their homes on the market. A lot of different reasons for that. Family finances, no or limited equity in their home. There's been a lot of pent-up supply of sellers who have wanted to move but could not. We're going to post a graph that talks about this a little bit. The median years of homeowner tenure, historically, think about this, and this is where we're getting our numbers for supply and demand issue. Back in 2000, 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the median years that people were in their home before moving was six years in the home before moving. Slowly moved up all the way until 2014. We maxed out 10 years in the home. So all those years at six, all of a sudden we jump up to 10. Just shared with you why that is: family finances, limited or no equity, home, people worried about jobs, all of those different issues. 2015, the numbers just came in through Forbes. It's going the other way. Now we've got nine was the median years in home or 10-year before moving, 9 years. So as the economy continues to improve, families reach the point of significant equity defined as 20%. We see these homes come to the market. As supply then matches demand, the acceleration of home prices will begin to slow. If you're one of those families that have been chained to your current home over the last 5 to 7 years, now may be the time. Give us a call, 800-306-190. I would be happy to put you in touch with one of the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. I'll put you in touch with them. They have the great information to share with you. Think about these. And, again, either call me, 800-306-1990, or if you want to know the equity to see if you qualify or you've got enough equity to move, text PEAR, free, PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the area trusted professionals will reach out to you. So yesterday we spoke about the things to consider when buying your house. Let's now think about things to consider or the home seller's ideas. And at the end of the broadcast, I will share with you how you can get our free book on how to do this. If you can't hang around till the end of the broadcast, number one, shame on you. It's only an hour. And the concept is you can always get a replay of our broadcast, Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. You can get a replay of the broadcast. So reasons to sell this summer. Give you a couple of those as part of the selling things to consider when selling your house. Number one, demand is strong. The latest buyer traffic report from the National Association of Realtors shows that buyer demand remains very strong. How do the National Association of Realtors come up with their buyers report? How do they come out with traffic information? Well, it's just technology. We're coming out, we're using the basic technology that's available nowadays. And what the National Association of Realtors does is they've got what they call these smart lock boxes. And when they open the lock box, it triggers analysis. And what that analysis is for a couple of different reasons. First reason that they use that analysis is it's for security. They want to know who accessed the house from what lockbox key and how long they were there, you know, just in case they need it for security reasons. But the same guidelines, same security reasons will allow them to count what the traffic is going in and out of the property. So there are a lot of people going in and out of the properties. Demand is strong. Right now, as I shared with you in the real-time real estate segment, there is a lot of folks who want to sell, but they haven't. So there's less competition right now. Housing supply in most areas and, importantly here, and most price points is still under the six-month supply that's needed for a normal housing market. Now, I get it that in some areas, the upper end of the marketplace, the upper end pricing, there's more than a six-month supply. But on most price points, there is under a six-month supply, and that's what's needed for now normal housing market. That means not enough properties for people that are out there shopping. Also, as builders regain confidence in the market, new construction of single-family homes is projected to continue to increase over the next 2 years, reaching historic levels by 2017. The process will be quicker. Fannie Mae just announced that they anticipate an acceleration in home sales that will surpass 2007's pace by late summer. As the market heats up, banks will be inundated with loan inquiries, causing closing timelines to lengthen. Selling now makes the process quicker and simpler. There will never be a better time to move up. Again, these are all the same. They tie in all together. If you're moving up a larger, more expensive home, again, consider doing it now. Prices are projected to appreciate by 5.4% over the next year. If you're moving to a higher priced home, it'll wind up costing you more in dollars, both down payment and mortgage payment. If you wait, you can also lock in your 30-year housing expense interest. Depending upon the program you're looking at, high twos, threes, maybe low fours, depending upon what you qualify for, the 30-year fixed-rate loan from Freddie Mac, their 30-year fixed-rate Freddie Mac announced program rate. Now, they announce that every Thursday, the Freddie Mac rate, 3.6% on a 30-year fixed rate. Never a better time to move up or move on. Maybe you're thinking about right-sizing, downsizing. You want to move to a retirement community. It's time. Look at the reason you decided to sell in the first place and determine whether it's worth waiting. I'm going to suggest to you probably not based on the information I just shared with you. Now, one of the issues, and maybe I'll save this for when we come back. One of the big issues is how do you get the most money from the sale of your home? How do you get the most money from the sale of your home? That's a major, major concept. And everybody wants to get the most. Do you get the most money from the sale of your home by listing your home at the highest possible price? Well, it seems like that would make sense, but supply and demand kind of tells us the other way. And we're going to chat about how to get the most money from your home when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate events and the financial markets. We will also chat about different FICO scores for mortgage, credit card, and auto lending when we come back. We might, if we have time, get into some Father's Day items. Think about that one as well. You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And remember, if you miss any part of our broadcast, we are available both in the archives of Ron Siegel Radio, the archives of ronsiegelradio.com, or you can also go to YouTube, youtube.com/ Ron Siegel 1. youtube.com/Ron Siegel1. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every mark, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. It's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Do you know your FICO score? Or more accurately, I should ask you if you know your FICO scores. Because the credit scoring giant calculates several versions of your creditworthiness number based on which lender is looking. When lenders come to FICO to access your credit score, there could be wild variations of the number they receive depending upon what kind of loan you're looking for. It's estimated that FICO, originally the Fair Isaacs Corporation, obviously the biggest in the scoring model, generates up to 56 different versions of your FICO score. But according to FICO, their FICO score 8 is now the version most frequently used. Why in the world do they have so many different versions? Well, FICO scores 2, 4, and 5 are used by mortgage lenders to see if you're eligible for a home loan. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac requires FICO scores. They generally, what they're going to do is they're going to look at the middle score. So to generate a score for Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Then they're going to see all three scores if you have all three, and they're going to look for the middle one. They don't average them. They simply look for the score in the middle, and that's the score that's used. Credit card companies have their own scoring systems. Auto loans have their own scoring systems. So there are a number of different systems in there, all of which you can find and just question and understand their different ones. Then the freebies that you get, what I call FACO scores, F-A-C-O, FACO scores, those are your Vantage scores. They use a different scoring model. They use a different scoring numeric system. So they're not going from that 300 to 850. They're going from generally about 100 points higher than that. It really can be misleading. That is the Your Credit Matters set today, again brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we were chatting a little bit ago about our system here, about the things to consider when selling your home, And I was chatting with you about how to get the most money from the sale of your home, And the contradictory way of doing this, or the contrarian way, is price your house cheaper. And I know it seems odd that I would say price your house lower and you're going to get more money. But let's talk about this. Let's see about how this works. So I explain it, and I think you'll agree with me that it's much better to price your home lower and you're going to get more money. I know it's contradictory, but that's just the way it is. So let's think about this concept. It goes back to the very beginning, supply and demand. If you think about this, the best possible way to get a lot of people to want your property is to get a lot of people to see your property. Does it make sense to you that if you price your property too high, and I'm going to give you a really, really out of the world analogy. So think about this. If you've got a $500,000 house, and I use that number just because it's an easy number to play with. You know, your house might be worth half of that. Your house might be worth double that. Doesn't matter. It's the thought process here. So if you have a $500,000 house and you price that house at $1 million and it goes on the internet and it gets published in the multiple listing service, how many people do you think are going to come and see it? What happens if you price that $500,000 house at $200,000? How many people do you think are going to come and see it? Well, you're going to have people coming and knocking your doors down. The only one that wouldn't come see it is those people that say, well, if it sounds too good to be true, it must be too good to be true. And theoretically, they're correct. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. But in this situation, I'm just going to the extremes to make a point. So now let's make it a little bit more realistic. Think about what happens there. I mean, if you're looking at that property and you're saying, okay, I priced my $500,000 house at $200,000. Yes, we all know that that is the extreme. And we all know that it's not going to sell for that. But what would happen if you did that? Well, it's very simple. What would happen is people would be knocking your doors down to see the property, to see what happens. I would suggest getting out of the way because you may get trampled. You may even get an offer. You might get a lot of offers. Let's bring it a little bit more into reality because it's the same concept. So now if we take that $400,000 house and the $500,000 house, and if we price that house at $550,000, say, because you're wanting to get the most out of the money possible that you could. Well, the numbers tell us, the statistics, the analysis tells us that you are going to get less people coming to your house when your house is priced over market. So if you price your house 15% over market, which I actually only did 10% over market, let me do both of them for you because we've got the statistics for both. If we price your house 15% over market, 575, 10% of the people in the population will come and look at your house. 10%. That means you've got to find the right person out of that 10. The rest of them are going to all be laughing and saying, hey, this house is too much money. If you price your property 10% over market, $550,000, 30% of the people will be coming to see your property. Okay, it's a little better than only 10%. But what happens if we price the property right at market value at $500,000? 60% of the population will come see it. Are you seeing where this is heading? Now, what happens to the property at $450,000? Well, now we're going to get 75% of the population in that marketplace coming to see your property. 75%. And we're going to get 90% of the people if we price the property at $425,000. Now, remember, our goal here was to get as much money as possible out of the property. We want to get as much money as possible out of the property. We don't want to get the minimum. So if you price property 15% below market, 90% of the population is going to come and see the property. When 90% come and see it, we're creating a bidding war. That's our goal. We want a bidding war. So now instead of you negotiating with the buyers, you as the seller negotiating with buyers, it is the buyers that are fighting each other. When they start bidding against each other, that pushes the price up. They don't know what the other bids are. So what ends up happening is the first round, if you've got a great real estate agent, first round, say you listed it at 425. Everybody knows the market value. A great real estate agent is going to tell their client, hey, this is priced under market. If you really want it, you're going to have to price, you're going to have to go a little higher. When they do that, their clients are going to, yeah, they might say, okay, well, I'll make an offer, $425,000 list price. Maybe I'll offer $430,000. Well, your agent's going to come back and say, yeah, you're not in the game. Or they're going to send out all the people that made initial offers. They're going to send out what they call a multi-offer counter. And it's basically saying, there's a lot of offers on this property. If you really want it, give us a better offer because we're not even going to tell you where we're at right now, but there's a lot of people want. Everybody goes back with their agents and they all submit another round of offers. And this could go on a couple of times and people will drop out of the bidding. But you have to number one, make sure that the buyer is qualified at the higher price. And what ends up happening is the property gets bid up to market value or above because the investors or the buyers are battling each other. Then you sit down with the professional real estate agent and you look at the offers. Now, you may not take the highest offer. What you will take is the best offer. The best offer might be a little less than the highest because of terms. Maybe you're going to get an all-cash offer. And it's a couple of percent cheaper than an offer with all kinds of contingencies. There could be a lot of different reasons why you change the offer prices or why you accept whichever offer you do accept. That's how you make a decision. And then when there is a knowledge that these buyers are competing against each other, lo and behold, we see a minimized amount of contingencies. The buyers know that they're not going to get away with a lot of repair requests because there's a bunch of people right behind them, and they don't even know if they had the highest offer. They know that you sold the property, you agreed to sell them the property, but they obviously know that there's other people in the game. So I'm just sharing that with you, just letting you know that information so that's how you get the most possible money for the property, even though you may not be selling it or listing it at the highest price. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate events and the financial markets. When we come back, Robert Mott will be joining us. We're going to chat about wine. And maybe, I know we got stuck a little bit in traffic there, so he may not know that we're going to throw at him the idea of what wine goes for us on National Lobster Day. Don't tell him. We'll surprise him with that one. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, ronsiegel1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message. As your consumer advocate, we'll be bringing it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The mortgage minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, VIP has all the programs you might need. Just a call with 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the great people over there. They can help you out. Some of the surprising ways to use a reverse mortgage is our topic today. Surprising ways to use a reverse mortgage. So think about the reverse mortgage. And I know it's got a bad connotation historically. It's not a bad product. In fact, for many, many people, save the equity in your property because you use that variable product. The concept here, no payments for as long as the borrowers live in the property. No payments. The interest does accumulate. But again, you have to understand that it's now become a financial planning tool, the mortgage financial planning. So you can, no payments, you have to still make property taxes, your HOA, and maintain the insurance. All those things have to be taken care of still with the property, but you're not going to pay it. You may even want to take any of a distribution from it. But you keep it on the sidelines. You keep it standing by for when you're needing it. That's the whole idea. It's For those people age 62 or over, that's the group of people that are going to be benefiting from this, although there are different programs, different models out there, paying off the existing more Social Security, all different issues, all different benefits of the product. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. And now we get the opportunity to chat with our friend Robert Mott, talking to Robert about Wine on Wine Wednesday. Are you there with us, Robert?
I am. How about that?
Awesome. This is California, so we obviously know there are challenges in our transportation every once in a while. I know that you were traveling, so I don't know if you got an opportunity to hear. So I'm going to throw a curveball at you today, because today is National Lobster Day. And I figured that I'd have to ask you before we got started on our discussion, what is Robert Mott's favorite wine to go with lobster, or recommended wine for lobster?
Well, that's a great question, and obviously National Lobster Day is one of those days that we all should look forward to, of course.
Absolutely.
You know, it kind of depends how it's fixed or how it's presented, how the lobster shows up at your table. If it's simply steamed or broiled and served with drawn butter, maybe a middleweight California Chardonnay. It's kind of a general go-to in that case because of the buttery sauce that you have there. But some other more unconventional choices, maybe a Spanish Albarino, perhaps, or maybe a Oregon Pinot Gris or something like that, or kind of a weightier version of Pinot Grigio. So those are kind of good choices. I always love champagne, of course, with just about everything, and that includes lobster. I think if you have lobster prepared more of a creamy sauce versus a drawn butter, I think a white Burgundy would go really well. You could still go back to that California Chardonnay. But white Burgundy, like a Montrachet or a Meursault or something like that, would certainly be a good choice. And since you're going with lobster, don't scrimp on the wine. Lobster is a great meal and certainly very rich and memorable. So you should have a memorable and rich wine to go with it. But I say my go-to almost in all cases with lobster is champagne. It's just really hard for me to beat for that kind of shellfish and that the acid and the maybe the hint of sweetness that champagne can sometimes have. It really goes well with the sweet meat of a lobster. So that's my take on it.
You've come back to champagne and a lot of different items. That's sounding good. I'm going to have to sit down with you a couple when we get together next and maybe find out more about champagne, because I've never been a big champagne guy, and I might have to learn a little bit more about that. But you did mention one of the wines coming, I think, from Oregon, and I guess there's some news out of Oregon. St. Helena, Oren Swift.
Oh, well, Oren Swift, he's actually out of St. Helena, out of California.
Oren
Swift. Oren Swift is not a he, actually. It's the name of the company, Oren Swift Cellars. Kind of was a pseudonym for the actual founder winemaker, who's a gentleman by the name of Dave Finney. Dave actually founded Oren Swift Cellars in 1998, and his first wine that really rocked the wine world was called The Prisoner. And there's a lot of urban legend around where the name came from that, and I might get to that if we have time after we talk about this latest bit of news. But our friends from the Central Valley, from the Modesto area, Ernest and Julio Gallo Winery, very famous, very large winery, probably one of the largest single producers in California. Not known, of course, for high-end premium wines, even though they do have their Gallo Sonoma label. But anyway, Ernest and Julio, the company purchased Oren Swift Cellars just this last week. It was announced. The actual terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but it's rumored to be somewhere north of $100 million. So that acquisition included the Oren Swift Cellars brand, all his inventory, control of the tasting room in St. Helena, et cetera. The notable wines he has in his portfolio now are Mercury Head, Papillon, which is a Bordeaux-style red blend. And like I mentioned earlier, Finney actually originally got his start with the Prisoner brand, which he sold actually to another premium wine group a couple of years ago, and obviously made a fair amount of money on that. So this is one of those rare examples of a gentleman who actually makes a small fortune in the wine business and didn't start with a large one. So I was going to ask you about that
because we don't usually see that very often.
No, you don't. And this is one of those rare cases where somebody actually turned, his passion and his artistry and his technical capabilities making wine and turned it into a real brand that he ended up selling, of course, and making and creating a fair amount of capital and a fair amount of wealth as a result. But, like I say, congrats to Dave.
So let me ask you this question, Robert, because there's a big issue here or question from me is, you look at a lot of wines, I think a lot of the value on wines comes from what we see or what we perceive on the label, right? I mean, no matter what somebody says to me, I'm not sure that I could, I'll get back to the idea of a Chuck being a great wine. Now, Ernest and Julio Gallo, they're known, I think, more for the mass production of wines.
Yeah.
So that changed the valuation of a bottle of the Oren Swift, or to me, I love that Prisoner. Will it change the value now that they've got the Gallo name on it?
It's really hard to tell. These acquisitions, and you've seen many corporate acquisitions, I know, and probably analyzed them while you were getting your various degrees, and subsequently when you just study the markets and everything. So much of the brand equity that's created it's already been created, and then when somebody acquires that brand, it really depends on how the brand is handled. There are certain acquisition companies, as that like to stay in the background. In other words, if they do this right, it may just continue to say Oren Swift Cellars in St. Helena on the label, and may have no reference whatsoever to Ernest and Julio Gallo or E&J Gallo Winery. If they do that, obviously, I think they have a better than even chance of maintaining the prestigious nature of the brand. But if they kind of impose the Gallo will on it and somehow manage to, say something like Oren Swift, a Gallo brand or Gallo wine or something like that, then I think certainly you'll see some degradation of the value of that particular brand. So, it's so much of it's in the detail, and I really don't know from historically how E&J has handled these kinds of acquisitions in the past. Many of these companies tend to be a little ham-handed about it, but I can't really speak to how the Gallo family handles this going forward. But it certainly gives from a standpoint of access to capital and growth and things of that nature, you would expect that this acquisition would be would expand the brand. Whether or not the quality remains the same, time will have to tell on that one, I'm afraid.
Well, the one thing that we know for sure, and we can certainly, is unquestioned, is when you spend $100 million for something, their motivation is not to diminish the brand. They're going to certainly want to get that investment back. They're going to want to increase, they're going to enhance it. And they had the $100 million to spend, so obviously they must know a little bit about what they're doing. Great information.
Absolutely.
As always, Robert Mott, Beardews, set that first radio reset button to come back here today to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items that affect your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call us anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.